WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Hey everybody, Nate Lowell with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live from Delhi tonight. This is a MAC girls basketball matchup tonight between possibly the two best teams in the league. They are right neck and neck in the standings. The fans are piling into the gym. It's a good electric atmosphere here tonight. Set to be a good one between Delhi and Unitigo. Of course, want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online anytime at butlerautosales.com. So here's the updated look at the MAC standings coming into tonight's game. Of course, the MAC girls standings was broken up this year into Division I and Division II. They haven't done that in a while. It's kind of the way they've done it for soccer for a number of years, but they decided to take it to basketball this year as well. So Unitigo and Delhi are in the same division. It's called Division I. Unitigo is 7-0 in the league, 8-1 overall. Delhi is 7-1 in the league, 9-2 overall. The one loss in the league for Delhi was to Unitigo. It was the first game of the year over in Unitigo. Went right down to the wire before the Spartans pulled it out late. So expecting a very similar game here tonight, as both these teams have been on a roll since that day. And this one has been circled on the calendar for a while, that's for sure. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and continue to set the scene here from Delhi. We have a lot to tell you before we tip off here tonight. And, of course, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. And Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. And we certainly appreciate their support here for local high school sports. So I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds. The best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull again up in Nate's Nest, they call it here at Delaware Academy. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Here is the Delhi girls hosting Unitigo tonight. I'm up in this little perch that's above one of the doorways here, and this is where I've called games for a number of years now. And a couple of years ago, the kids from the student section started calling it Nate's Nest. So I came in tonight, and there's a huge sign. It looks like they made an art class that says Nate's Nest. It has all sorts of, I don't know what I would even call this, streamers or tinsel up here, balloons. It's gold and white, and I mean, it's all decked out up here. So I look like I'm living in some sort of a confetti store up here, but it's awesome. I love the spirit. Everybody is really into this game here tonight. Again, as I said before the break, it's one that is always circled on the calendar. And this means a lot here in the MAC standings. It's interesting. We don't know what's going to happen with the championship yet down the road. Will it be played at a neutral site? Maybe they're going to play it at a home site. So I think this game, if that second scenario happens, could, you know, really pay dividends. If you get to host the MAC championship in your home gym, that's a huge advantage. So I think tonight that's a lot on the line for this contest here tonight. If we fast forward a couple of weeks and you get the MAC championship on your home floor, that goes a long way. So we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. And when we come back, it'll be the Delhi girls and the Unitigo girls here tonight, live from Delaware Academy. Stay inside, folks. It's a chilly one out there. Sit by the fire. get toasty, get nice and warm, and listen to some great high school hoops tonight. This is going to be a fun one. So I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin. What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for visiting Unitego and head coach Bob Z, a legendary local coach, of course. They will start with sophomore number 4, Bailey McCoy, senior number 5, Alexa Lucia, junior number 11, Kylie Musaw, junior number 15, Maddie Wilsey, and a senior number 23, Tatum Coddington. And here on the other side for head coach Todd Bruce, of course, led Delhi to a state championship back in 2018 with his daughter Logan Bruce at the helm. Boy, that was a lot of fun watching those teams. So starting lineup tonight for DA, a junior number 00, Julia Baxter, a senior number 2, Libby Lamport, a senior number 3, Sylvia Little, senior number 4, Amanda Nealis, and a junior number 15, Alyssa Gioffi. Of course, Sylvia Little this week, one of the best players in the MAC, really the star of the show here for Delaware Academy, announced her commitment to Amherst College in Amherst, Massachusetts. It's one of the best Division III basketball programs in the country, always in the national tournament, and Sylv is going to go there to study chemistry. It's also a fantastic school, so I think she found the perfect mix of basketball and academics, which is what everybody wants at the next level, so congratulations to Delhi's Sylvia Little. It's going to be a very interesting matchup here. As I said, the first contest between these two went right down to the wire with Unitego winning. Unitego is so balanced. You never know on any given night who is going to be the high scorer for this Unitego team. It could be Lex Lucia. It could be Kylie Musaw. Maddie Wilsey dumped in 20 points the other night against Oxford. So you just never know where it's going to come from. Tatum Coddington, Bailey McCoy, Lizzie Kraft. I mean, they can all really score the basketball. So I think Delhi's got their hands full defensively, but if you're Unitego, you've got to be worried about Sylvia Little. She is a star here for Delhi, tallest player on the court. You got to find a way to shut her down. Julia Baxter has been excellent for the Bulldogs. They have some muscle inside with Alyssa Gioffi, and Libby Lamport can shoot the rock like nobody else on the outside. So this is going to be a really fun contest here tonight. So we're going to get ready to jump it up here at midcourt, and we are underway. Delhi wins the opening tip. They're in the home white uniforms tonight here with the maroon trim, and they're going right to left. Unitigo's in the green with the white trim here tonight. They're on defense on this opening possession. Lamport with the basketball goes to Little in the left corner. A quick double team. They work it inside for Baxter. Left-hand layup, no good. Baxter gets her own rebound. Pumps one far side for Gioffi, and she's fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup. So again, Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU, a proud sponsor of local high school sports. So this is Alyssa Gioffi at the line, the junior, and her first shot is too strong off the back of the rim there. Second shot coming for Gioffi. Very interested to see how both these teams start here tonight. Sometimes both these teams will get off to slow starts, so very interested to see if they can pick up the pace here early. Gioffi's second shot no good, so she goes 0-for-2. And a rebound for Unitigo by Tatum Connington. Quickly up the floor for Lex Lucia. Chance of defense from the Delhi student section. Lucia goes to the far side. Getting some pressure there. They go to Bailey McCoy on that right side. Unitigo goes left to right. And a left side two for Lex Lucia is good. And so Lex will start off the night with a long jumper from the left wing side. And Unitigo leads 2-0 with about a minute gone here in the first quarter. Delhi with the basketball. Top of the key. They pump it to the interior. Baxter wants to take it to the rim, missed the shot. Gioffi with the rebound, out for Sylvia Little for three, and she got it. And there's Sylvie with the early bucket there for Delaware Academy, making it 3-2 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo to the near side. Pass was tipped, but McCoy was able to hold on. Floats one back up to Lex Lucia at the top of the key. Coming up on 15 on the shot clock. They go to Kylie Mousson. Left side corner, three ball for Lucia, no good. Rebound is kept alive by McCoy. McCoy to the interior for Wilsie. And I don't think Unitigo realizes they only got five left on the shot clock as that original shot never hit the rim. Lucia's got to force one up. It won't go. Rebound for Coddington. Her shot's off the mark. Wilsie with another rebound. And a push foul here underneath the basket on Delhi. It was either going to be Wilsie stepped out of bounds or the foul. And the officials say that that will be a foul there on Amanda Nealis, her first, the team's first. On the baseline, Unitigo will work one in front of the Delhi bench to Lex Lucia. She'll reset the offense here for the Spartans. Our score is Delhi 3, Unitigo 2, early in the first quarter. Here's Musa off the pass from Lucia, banks it in. And the bank is open there on a quick shot from Kylie Musa, making it 4-3, Unitigo over Delhi. And here is Nealis, top of the key, floats one far side for Sylvia Little. Back across, Libby Lamport from downtown, no good. Ball out of bounds, saved though by Gioffi. And still ball pinballing around, and Unitigo comes away with it. Quickly back down the floor for McCoy. Now she'll pump the brakes and look to set it up on offense. They go to the right side on the baseline for Wilsie. Her jumper is good for Maddie Wilsie. Makes it 6-3. Unitigo girls on top of Delhi with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate his hard work. And here is Nealis to the right side of the floor in front of the Unitigo bench. Nealis back to the top of the key goes to Baxter. Left side, Gioffi wants to dial it up. Her long two, I think her foot was on the line, was no good. A rebound for Lex Lucia down in the land of the trees, threw her hands and out of bounds. So Delhi will hold on to possession here with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. And it's Unitigo 6 and Delhi 3. And so the Bulldogs will look to get it in. Underneath the basket, they find Gioffi. Stripped of that ball. They'll say it was last touched by Delhi, and it's going to go back to Unitigo. So who will have the early momentum here? It appears that Unitigo is trying to grab the reins here a little bit as they have a 6-3 lead. They try to go to the interior, but a steal by Sylvia Little. She read that the whole way. Sylvie down the left side, stops on the baseline, wants to take it to the interior, busts one off for Baxter, and she puts it in. A nice underhand shovel pass there from Little to Baxter. Cuts this Unitigo lead to 6-5. And now Unitigo will throw it away. The pass was too tall as they went for Wilsie in the left-hand corner. off her hands and out of bounds. So now it kind of feels like Delhi's getting the momentum back here. With 4:40 to go first quarter, 6-5 is the score. Unitego girls leading Delhi here tonight, live from Delaware Academy. Here is Libby Lamport. Lost control of the basketball. It's going to go back to Unitego. Rolled off of her leg and out of bounds. And so Unitego will get it back. Inbounds pass from McCoy to Lucia to Musa on the left side. Inside, little shot there, blocked by Sylvia Little, and then a foul on the rebound as that ball went flying back out to the perimeter there towards the Delhi bench. Foul going to be on Amanda Nealis, her second, team second. And so this will bring Abby Leahy in for Delhi, who has really played some nice minutes off the bench recently for head coach Todd Bruce. Here's Unitego with the basketball. Floats one to the right side. Leahy had 10 points off the bench in a win over Green last week. A block by Baxter as Unitego went for a shot with Tatum Coddington. Pass ahead now for Libby Lamport on the baseline. Tiptoeing there, lost it. But Abby Leahy's able to gather it back up. Not a little. Top of the key. Found some room, and she hits it. Sylvia's got 2 3-pointers for 6 points. And with 3:50 to go in the first quarter, it is the Delhi girls back on top, 8-6 over Unitego. Here's Wilsey right side. She dials up a three. Hit the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Musaw. And then a foul on Gioffi as they were wrestling for position down there on the right low block. So Delhi a little early foul trouble here. First on Gioffi, third team foul, I should say. And on the baseline here is McCoy. Works it into Lucia on the right side. Again, 8-6 the score. Delhi leading Unitego in the early going. Turnaround left elbow shot for Musaw, no good. Rebound for Baxter. Ahead for Leahy. Looking to push it in transition. Leahy, the floater and the kick stop the glass. There is good for Abby Leahy. Nice job in transition, and now it is 10-6. The Bulldogs leading the Spartans with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Ball is tipped. Last touched there by Wilsey. Boy, got hit about three times, and Wilsey was the unlucky one there. Off her fingertips and out of bounds. Coach Z is going to go to the bench here. Looks like Lizzie Kraft is going to come in. Very talented freshman here for Unitego. And Tatum Coddington will head to the bench for a quick breather. Kraft, of course, came up and played varsity soccer this year as well as a freshman, and just continues to grow. I mean, they have her listed at 5'10", and that's a real 5'10", and she's going to be a force, I think, over the next couple of years. So Delhi with the basketball with a 10-6 lead. They pass to the far side, almost stolen away by the Unitego defense. Bulldogs hold on. They pump one to the interior for Baxter. Her shot rolls off the rim. Both teams scrambling for it, and Wilsey is able to snatch up a rebound. In transition, here is Bailey McCoy. Floats one for Musa on the left wing side as Unitego goes left to right on your radio dial. Right side of the floor now for McCoy. To Lizzie Kraft, fresh into the game, had her pocket picked there as the smaller guard, Libby Lamport, came up and said, "I'll have that," and took it away. Lamport quickly down the floor, finds Leahy to the interior. A bounce pass for Baxter is short. Kraft got a piece of it. Loose ball goes to Unitego with 2:20 to go in the first. The Delhi girls leading 10-6 over Unitego. Lex Lucius is not so fast. Left elbow jumper for Lucia is good. She's got 4 points. Makes it Delhi 10, Unitego 8. Close as we expected so far between these two. Here is Sylvia Little. Floats one across the top of the defense on the backside for Cadence Wakin, who's into the game. Couldn't make the layup, but she's fouled and will head to the line. What a look there by Sylvia. Pretty much an alley-oop type pass. Floated over the top of the defense. And Wakin was right there and just couldn't finish the layup because she was fouled there by Lizzie Kraft. And so Wakin, first shot from the line is good. So the senior, Cadence Wakin, playing some big minutes off the bench as well for the Delhi Bulldogs. And second shot coming here for Wakin with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. And she hits it. So Cadence Wakin goes 2 out of 2, and Delhi has a 12-8 lead over Unitego with exactly 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening tonight here on WCDO. Always glad to have you. Have a game tomorrow night as well. We'll talk more about that later. Here's Lucia on the right side. Pulls it back out. Now spins into the paint. Works one far side for Wilsey. Pass back out for Bailey McCoy. Her three's no good, and Baxter scoops up a rebound. Outlet pass here to Sylvia Little. quickly in transition. Here is Little, slices through the defense, scores, got the basket, and Sylvia is going to head to the line. Little has taken over this first quarter. She's got 8 points with a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. That makes it Delhi 14 and Unitego 8. And Sylvia will step to the line here. Looking to complete the three-point play, and she does. Sylvia now with 9 points. Unitego's going to take a timeout with a minute and a half to go first quarter. 15-8 is our score. Delhi on top of Unitego. We'll be right back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. 15-8 the score. It is the Delhi girls on top of Unitego. And a timeout by the Spartans. Let's see if they can regroup here. Delhi coming with a little full court pressure. A little full court man, it looks like. Try to jam things up here for the Spartans and protect this lead. Here is Bailey McCoy. Top of the key, goes to the left side for Kraft. Kraft trying to work off a screen, finds Lex Lucia. She wants a screen. They try a little old school pick and roll here. They find Kraft on the right side. And she'll go back to Lucia here late in the shot clock with under 10 to go. Flips one up to Musaw, top of the key, splits two defenders. Back to McCoy. They're going to run out of time. They do find Wilsey for a three. It's short and a rebound for the Bulldogs. Back down the floor. They find Libby Lamport, right side corner for three, and she hits it. A huge three for Libby Lamport, and that makes it 18-8, and this is ballooned up to a 10-point lead for the Bulldogs with 45 seconds to go in the first. Lucia floats one back over to McCoy, and now to Kraft as they work it around the top of the world to the left side. Lucia for three, too strong. Rebound for Wilsey, and she hits. Maddie Wilsey with the rebound and the putback makes it 18-10. Sylvia with a huge pass ahead to Baxter. Excuse me, that's to Cadence Wakin, and she couldn't finish. Another great look there by Little, though. That is next-level passing. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Ball is tipped. Unitego holds on. They find Kraft. Ball tipped again here by Sylvia Little. Inside for Musaw, and she's fouled by Baxter with 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Foul's going to be on Baxter, as I said. Team's fourth, her first. And Delhi leads 18-10, and Coach Bruce is going to take Baxter out here and put in Vidya Samudrala to make sure that Baxter doesn't pick up another cheap one. That's a great move there by Coach Bruce. Protect your player in that situation. Musaw's first shot from the line, hit the rim twice and wouldn't go. Second one coming. Here for Kylie Musaw, who is having a fantastic season for the Unitego Spartans. Been their high scorer on many, many occasions. Second shot for Musaw, good, nothing but net. She's got 3 points, makes it 18-11. 10 seconds to go in the first. Samudrala with the basketball, now back to Leahy. 5 seconds, they'll go to Sylvia, steps in. Sylvia with a three, she's fouled though, can't make the shot, and will head to the line. Lex Lucia was desperately trying to get over there and just clipped her on the arm, and Sylvia is going to get three free throws out of this one. And that's a tough one right there if you're a Unitego fan with 2.5 seconds left. But I understand what Lex is trying to do there. You don't want Sylvie to hit that shot and get that momentum. But the first shot from the line here for Sylvia is good. She's got 10. Boy, and she is filling it up here so far tonight for Delaware Academy. Second shot for Sylvie. No good. There it is. Broadcaster's curse, right, my friends? 19-11 still the score here for the Delhi Bulldogs. third shot coming. And this one's no good. Rebound to Unitego, but they're going to run out of time. And the first quarter is in the books. Delhi 19, Unitego 11. We'll be back with the second quarter here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter here, live from Delaware Academy tonight. So the Delhi girls take a 19-11 edge over Unitego. Again, Sylvia Little nets 10 points for the Bulldogs. Maddie Wilsey and Lex Lucia have 4 points each for the Spartans here tonight at DA. So here we go, student section all pumped up for this one here tonight. And so to start the second quarter, Unitego with the basketball. Here is Lusaw. Again, Unitego going left to right. They go to the interior for Wilsey. Her shot won't go. Kraft with a big-time rebound, and then she's fouled on a reach-in by Libby Lamport down low on the baseline. And so this will be the first foul on Lamport and the first team foul in the second quarter here on Delhi. Unitego gets the ball in, but it's stripped, and Leahy will come away with it. Lost control of it, though, and Unitego's going to steal it right back. Good hustle by McCoy to poke it free right around the scorer's table, and the ball went right over to Lex Lucia, and Unitego holds on to it. Delhi leads 19-11 here early in the second quarter from Delaware Academy tonight. Here's Wilsey with a pump fake on the baseline. Back out Lusaw for three, no. And a rebound for Sylvia Little. Too much mustard on that one, and Sylvia windexes the glass and brings it back down. Great pass down low for Cadence Wakin, and she finishes. So Wakin there with the bucket, and Sylvia doing it all again. A great look there by Sylvia. Makes it 21-11 with a minute gone in the second quarter. Nice pass here by Lex Lucia. Finds a wide open Maddie Wilsey. Her shot won't go. Baxter will clean up the rebound far side. Sylvia back down the floor. Top of the key. Splits two defenders. Little up and under. She's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but will head to the line. And so Sylvia, again, as I mentioned during our pregame show, committed to Amherst, Division III program in Massachusetts, one of the best, always ranked in the top 10, if not the top 5 or top 3 in women's Division III college basketball. We'll be studying chemistry there. Great student and a great athlete. I think she found a good fit. Not a good fit at the foul line right now as she misses that first one. And the second one coming here for Sylvia. Settling in is Unitego, trying to claw their way back into this game. Second shot for Sylvia is good. And she's got 11 points. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. It's the Delhi girls leading Unitego here tonight at DA, 22-11. Bounce pass to the high post for Wilsey. Back out for McCoy. Left side three, too strong. Rebound out to Lex Lucia. She goes to the interior. Finds Maddie Wilsey, up and good. Great pass there from Musaw. And Wilsey's got 6 points. And this one tipped at midcourt, but Delhi will hold on to possession. Leahy gets across the midcourt timeline, finds Libby Lamport for three, off the mark. Ball loose, rolls out of bounds, and going to go back to Unitego with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. 22-13 the score. And Unitika will bring it back up the floor as the Spartans are trailing on the road here tonight so far against the Delhi Bulldogs. And to the top of the key now for Lex Lucia. Fires up a deep three. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Wilsey trying to chase down the rebound and can't get there in time. Went flying into the stands there. Great effort, but just could not hold on to it. And so the Bulldogs will get it in. They find Sylvia Little across midcourt. Stripped of the ball, though. Musab was able to get a hand in there, and here comes Unitigo with 5:45 to go in the second. Spartans are getting good looks, but they just haven't been able to hit their shots so far. Musa at the foul line goes to the left side for Coddington. Long two, no good. Rebound for D.A. And Baxter was there to clean up the loose change. Goes far side. Libby Lamport pump fakes on a three, and she traveled. And it's going to go back to Unitigo. Timeout taken here by Delhi. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi 22, Unitigo 13. Mac Girls Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. 22-13 the score. Delhi Bulldogs leading the Unitigo Spartans. A good one here tonight with both these teams fighting for the top spots in the MAC Conference. Here is Lex Lucia to the right side for Musaw. Great ball movement here by the Spartans. They try to force one to the interior. Ball on the floor, and somehow Cadence Wakin went sprawling head first and was able to get that ball and flip it up to Sylvia Little. A great backdoor pass and a layup here for Baxter, but she was absolutely blocked there by Tatum Coddington. And Unitigo comes away. And they go to Wilsey in the left corner, and she's fouled by Baxter, who was all over her. So I believe this is going to be the second on Baxter. Yeah, her second and the team's second here in the second quarter. So 4:50 to go, second quarter, 22-13. Delhi girls on top of Unitigo. Spartans trying to make a run. Here's Lex Lucia with a step back, left it short, skimmed the front of the rim. Coddington a rebound. That won't go. And on the third try, Sylvia Little with a rebound for the Bulldogs. In transition, little stutter step here for Little. She'll pull it out into the corner now. Abby Leahy for three. Got it. Boy, she's been so clutch off the bench. And Leahy now with 5 points. Makes it 25-13. And the Bulldogs are ahead of the Unitigo Spartans with 4:20 to go, second quarter. Inside for Coddington. Tries to go up. Blocked by Sylvia. Ball loose on the floor. Spartans keep control of it. 15 on the shot clock. They reverse to the right side for Lucia. Skips across the top of the defense through the hands of Musaw. She's able to hold on to it, though. Works a shot up. It was an air ball that went right to Alyssa Gioffi. And Delhi has the momentum now with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Here's Sylvia going coast to coast. Tipped out of her hands and out of bounds. And we'll stay with the Bulldogs. DA going to the bench here. Natalie Vrendenberg coming in. And Wakin heads to take a rest. With Delhi leading Unitigo 25-13, just under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs will get it in. Here's Vrendenberg. She had some good minutes against Green as well for a younger player. Vrendenberg with a jumper left side. Off the mark, rebound for Sylvia. Gets the rebound, and she's fouled and will head to the line. And so this will be Sylvia Little with 11 points. Heading to the charity stripe here for the Bulldogs with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Trying to increase this lead. Normally these games, very, very close. First shot no good here for Sylvie. But tonight, Delhi has built up a little bit of a lead here, 25-13. Not the way I pictured this one going. As she makes the second one, she's got 12. But Delhi really, really clicking on all cylinders here tonight. You got to give them a lot of credit. 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Moosaw, top of the key. Right side for McCoy. Little pick and roll, finds Moosaw down low, and the pass is tipped away by guess who? Sylvia Little. In transition. Feeds one off here for Abby Leahy. And Leahy with a traveling violation. And Coach Bruce not happy with the call there. Talking with the official a little bit here. They go pretty much shoulder to shoulder there down the sideline. Coach Bruce, you know, he's very animated but always very positive on the sideline. That's the first time I've really seen him get after it this year. That was funny. 3:25 to go in the second quarter, 26-13, the score. Here's Unitiga. Oh, nice move by Moosaw. Did everything there but finish the right-handed layup. She split two defenders, just could not get the shot to go, and Delhi comes away with it. Ahead for Sylvia Little. A long two, no good. Rebound by Vrendenberg of the Bulldogs. Keeps it alive. Sylvia down low, finds Gioffi, and she's fouled by Maddie Wilsey with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. I know Coach Bruce's dad quite often listens online at WCDOsports.com, so if he's listening tonight, I always appreciate the kind words that you send up my way, and love following Coach Bruce and the Bulldogs here. First shot at the line for Gioffi is no good. Second one coming. I should say that about Unitigo as well. Both of these schools are just tremendous to me and to WCDO. I mean, can't thank them enough. Second shot for Gioffi's good. So she gets that one to go. Her first points of the night make it 27-13. And Unitigo struggling on offense at the moment as they trail here with 2:50 to go second quarter. Here's Kraft, far side for McCoy, now to Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey back to the top of the key, far side for Lex Lucia. Student section really making it tough here, a lot of noise. Lucia, left side, little pick and roll, finds Wilsey, for Moosaw, and she's fouled. Kylie Moosaw is going to head to the line. You know, Unitigo doing everything right, good execution, missing shots that they don't normally miss, getting good looks, and once in a while forcing it here. And you can tell that Delhi's really done their homework on the video. Moosaw's first shot won't go. They're jumping passing lanes. They know where Unitigo wants to go. They know what their habits are, and they're trying to take advantage. Moosaw at the line here. Second shot is no good, in and out. And that's the type of first half it's been here for the Unitigo Spartans as Moosaw goes 0-for-2. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi girls leading at Unitigo 27-13. Appreciate you joining us here tonight on WCDO. Here's Libby Lamport for three, right side, too short, and a rebound for Kraft underneath. Outlet pass for McCoy. And back down the floor for Bailey McCoy. Floats one for Moosaw, gets into the paint. Moosaw up and under, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, but it was stripped there by Vrendenberg, and an outlet pass for Sylvia Little. 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Delhi continuing to push here. Right side for Lamport, who hit a huge three earlier. Libby looking for options. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot here. Way out past the three-point line. Does dish one here for Gioffi. Now back to Lamport. Left side for Little. They continue to swing it. Leahy, left corner three. Too strong. Rebound Kraft of Unitigo. And quickly back down the floor for McCoy. Finds Wilsey. McCoy with a little dip and dive. Has to go back up top here where they leave it for Moosaw. Far side for Lucia, trying to get that ball moving to get the defense to open up. Here's Lucia underneath the scoop. She scores, and she's heading to the line. What a move there by Lex Lucia, and she's able to finish. The little Dr. J finger roll split two defenders, went up and through, and was able to score with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Big bucket there for the Spartans. Gioffi to the bench and Wakin back in. That's going to be the third. Yeah, that foul was on Gioffi. That's her third. So she's going to have to spend some time in the bench over there for Coach Bruce. Lucia cannot get the foul shot to go. Rebound, Abby Leahy. And Leahy in the backcourt. Across the midcourt timeline, finds Lamport now. Delhi with a fresh shot clock to work with. 1:15 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading Unitigo 27-15. And we're going to have a traveling violation here on Wakin. With 1:09 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo trying to get some momentum here, trying to get their mojo back. I think if you're Unitigo, if you could get this to 10 or 9, you're down 12 right now, you got to feel good going into the break, like, okay, we didn't play our best, but it's right around that 10 range. That's doable. Shot here for Wilsey, too strong off the glass. Rebound for Sylvia Little. What a pass ahead, but Lucia read that one the whole way. Looked like a football cornerback there, and she was able to go back and grab it. Dishes one off here for Wilsey. Her layup won't go, rolled off the rim. It's like there's a lid on that Unitigo rim. Rebound for Little of Delhi, excuse me. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Back up for the Bulldogs. Little at the top of the key. Delhi going right to left. Little zips one down low. Finds Cadence Wakin. Layup won't go. On the rebound, out of bounds, will stay with the Bulldogs. Good look there for Wakin. It just rolled off the rim. And so the Bulldogs on the baseline will be doing the inbounding duties with Abby Leahy. 23.5 to go, second quarter. Bulldogs look to get it in, and they do. They find Vredenburg. Lamport, far side, Sylvia Little for three. Too strong, rebound, Wakin lost control of it. And let's see. Last touch there by Wilsey, so it will stay with Delhi. Same spot on the baseline to the left of the hoop. So the Bulldogs will get it in. They find Little. Vredenburg, far side, Lamport, good ball movement. 10 seconds to go here before the half. Lamport to the high post for Little. Little up and under, the floater, too strong, rebound Wilsey. 5 seconds left. Here's Moussaw at midcourt. Moussaw, crossover, heaves one up, no good. Hit off the rim. Really good look for Moussaw. Wouldn't go. Halftime score, Delhi 27 and Unitigo 15. Girls MAC action tonight here from Delaware Academy in Delhi. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Product Halftime Report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Best's a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, the Delhi girls leading Unitigo by a score of 27-15. Here's our scoring summary. A game-high 12 points so far for Sylvia Little of Delhi, and followed by 5 points from Abby Leahy, 4 from Cadence Wakin, 3 from Libby Lamport, 2 from Julia Baxter, and 1 from Alyssa Gioffi. On the other side for Unitigo, 6 for Lex Lucia, 6 for Maddie Wilsey, 3 for Kylie Moussaw. Unitigo doing everything right, moving the ball well, getting some good looks. Shots are not falling, and once in a while they are forcing it a little bit, I think. And Delhi has been very good defensively. Obviously, have scouted Unitigo a lot. Coach Bruce always does his homework. And they are ready and waiting for some of those passes. And the other side, I think, defensively, Unitigo is doing a very nice job. Delhi is hitting more shots than I think I've seen them hit at any other point this season. Sylvia came out, was red hot, hit those 2 threes right off the bat. Libby Lamport, who has been a little cold shooting the basketball recently, she hit a big three. You're getting some nice contributions on the inside from Wakin and Baxter and Gioffi. So things really clicking in that first half there for the Bulldogs. We'll see if it can continue. Unitigo's a team. I mean, Coach Z, one of the best. He could go in there, draw up a couple of things on the board, and, you know, Unitigo could be right back in this game. I would not be surprised in one bit if this comes down to the wire later. If you're Delhi here, you have this nice cushion. I'm sure Coach Bruce is saying we have to protect this lead at all costs. You know, we have Unitigo on the ropes, and we got to keep them there. So this would be a huge victory for them after losing to Unitigo on the road earlier in the season. So, again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been serving the local community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have some more here on our halftime show. 27-15, our halftime break score here. Delhi on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull. I'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience.
Federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Tonight is local celebrity night here at Delaware Academy. So the student section, a lot of people have dressed up as their favorite local celebrity. I see they have some big face. I don't even know what you would call them. They're like the posters with the big face, and they got them on like yardsticks, and they're holding those up. So I've seen Coach Kelly over there, various other Delaware Academy coaches. I've seen my own face over there. I mean, they always know how to have a good time here in the land of the Bulldogs. So a lot of interesting costumes over there tonight. And they're just basically, the program says they're showing appreciation to local celebrities, which include their coaches. I see their superintendent on there, a couple of the local photography guys. Ben Patton, my buddy from The Reporter, is on there. Coach Bruce is on there. I decided to dress up like Coach Bruce tonight. I got my dress shirt on, and I got my tie, and it's about halfway undone, because if you've ever watched Coach Bruce, about one possession into the game, that tie just about gets ripped off of his neck because he sees something he doesn't like, or he's just so full of energy. So I decided to go with that look tonight. I can't wait to call his name out after the game and say, Coach, you recognize this look or what? So we'll take one last break here. Our halftime score, Delhi 27, Unitego 15. Third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. 27-15, Delhi girls leading Unitego to start the third quarter. Delhi with the basketball going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the maroon trim tonight. Unitego's in the green with the white trim. Here is Lamport, right side. Finds Amanda Nealis back into the game. Missed her shot, gets a second chance, and she's fouled. Nealis, who spent a good portion of the first half on the bench in foul trouble, will head to the line here. I think this is a big third quarter for Unitego. They got to try to chip away a little bit at this here if you're the Spartans, and try to keep it manageable if you can. And so Nealis, first shot at the line, it won't go. And second shot coming here for Nealis. And if you're Delhi, you're going to try to continue to build this lead, and there it is. Nealis hits the second one for her first bucket of the night. Makes it 28-15. Ball tapped out of bounds. Good hustle there by Gioffi. Got her fingertips on it. Ball and possession will stay here with Unitego. Again, 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. Also, our game audio archive. We record all these games. You can go back and listen. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Musaw to the interior. Back out for Lex Lucia. Wants a three. Fires and hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Gioffi of Delhi. Outlet pass to Sylvia Little. Has a game-high 12 points so far. Delhi with the lead. They go to Lamport, far side. And it's 28-15. Here is Little. Slices through two defenders. Kicks it out for Nealis for three. It's short. Rebound for Wilsey of Unitego. Spartans trying to crawl back in early in this third quarter. See what they came up with at the halftime break. Here's Musaw to the tin, and she scores. And so that's Kylie Musaw now with 5 points. Makes it Delhi 28, Unitego 17. A lot of basketball left to be played. If you're a Unitego fan, I'm expecting a run. 6:35 to go here in the third. And here is Nealis. And she traveled. Took one extra step there. Picked up the pivot. And Unitego is going to get it back. And maybe this is the start of the run. That bucket there by Musa might have gone a long ways. And so here comes Lucia. Floats one for Bailey McCoy. Far side, I think she might have just gotten away with a travel. Zebra Crew didn't call it. Here's Musa. Interior pass here for Wilsey from the foul line. She hits it. Maddie Wilsey now with 8 points. Makes it 28-19. Delhi on top. 6:10 to go in the third. Far side now for Libby Lamport. Left elbow. Back out Sylvia Little. Reversing to the right side here for Nealis. Nealis on the drive. Down low for Baxter, and she's fouled. Good interior bounce pass. Very fundamental pass there from Nealis. Finds Baxter, who will head to the line. Baxter with 2 points in the first half, but was really making herself available for those passes to the interior. So I think we're going to see some more. Baxter's first shot is good. Foul shooting going to be so important in the second half for both of these teams. And Delhi leads 29-19 with 6 minutes to go in the third. Second shot here for Baxter, no good. And a rebound for Lizzie Kraft. Boy, she got up quickly to get that one. Snatched it away from Sylvia Little. Musson transition, threw it away. Saw a cutter, that was Bailey McCoy on the baseline, but Bailey would have to be about 6'10 to grab that. Sails out of bounds. 5:50 to go in the third, and it's Delhi 29, Unitego 19. Unitego showing some pressure. Delhi's able to handle it on this trip down the floor. Here's Lamport, left side for Gioffi. Not a little on the baseline. Tries to zing one to the paint there for Neela. She wasn't expecting it. Unitego takes it away. Here's Lucia. A little up and under. The layup is good for Lex Lucia. She's got 8. No timeout here from Coach Bruce. He's rolling the dice a little bit as Delhi leads 29-21. Trying to weather the storm with 5:15 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for Libby Lamport. For Gioffi, kicked out of bounds by Wilsey. You know this Unitego team is resilient. You know they're going to make a run. And now it's a little bit more of just like, how does Delhi react to this? Are they able to hold on? Sylvia on the baseline. Looking for somebody to get it into. Finds Baxter. Football handoff back to Little. Goes now for Nealis. Down low for Baxter. The layup won't go. Tipped out for Little. Little 15-footer. That's too strong. Rebound for Musa. And I think it's this end here. I think it's this basket has that lid on it. Unitego struggled down here in the first half. Spartans going right to left. Again, they're in the green with the white trim. They go to the high post for Wilsey. Turnaround shot is good for Maddie Wilsey. She's got 10 points, and here's the timeout from Coach Bruce. And he is heated right now. 29-23. Delhi, their lead is trimmed down to 6 over Unitego with 4:40 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back with 4:45 to go here. Third quarter, 29-23 is our score. Delhi girls on top of Unitego. But a nice run here by the Spartans. They are quickly crawling back into this game. They were down double digits at the half, and they've made a run. They are right back in this game. Here is Sylvia Little, left side, into the paint. Dishes one off here for Gioffi, and she finishes. And that's what the doctor ordered for you Bulldog fans. Gioffi now with 3 points. Makes it 31-23 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Pass to the right side for Kraft. Down low for Wilsey. Tapped out of bounds. Going to be a foul here on Delhi. Going to be on Baxter. Is that her third? Let's see what goes up on the big board here. And so she's going to have to, yeah, that's her third. She's going to go to the bench. Cadence Wakin coming back in. And with 4:09 to go here in the third, this is going to be Maddie Wilsey, who has 10 points for Unitigo, stepping to the line. And her first shot is short. At 20 points, that was tied for the team high the other night in a big win over Oxford. It was Musaw with 20 and Wilsey with 20 to lead the Spartans. And Wilsey's second shot, no good. And a rebound for Gioffi. She'd want those ones back. Here's Little in transition, finds Libby Lamport. She was stripped, and Musaw comes away with it, sprinting down the floor. Musaw, the left-handed layup is good. Musaw now with 7 points. Makes it 31-25 with 3:50 to go in the third. Right side of the floor now for Libby Lamport. Straight away, goes for Nealis. Splits two defenders. Left side for Wakin. She wants the shot. It was partially blocked. Rebound opportunity, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Unitigo. And the Spartans not happy with that call. Coach Z putting his hands up on his forehead saying, no, no. 3:40 to go in the third. Delhi leads 31-25, 6-point lead. And the Bulldogs will get it in. They go to Lamport, left side, pump fakes, goes back to Nealis as they work it around the top of the world. And they go to the interior for Gioffi, and she's fouled by Maddie Wilsey. 3.5 to go here in the third. Third team foul on Unitigo here in the third. Of course, in the girls' games, the fouls reset every quarter. Third personal on Wilsey. She's going to have to go to the bench. Tatum Coddington comes back in. So now if you're Unitigo, you have Wilsey, who's your leading scorer with 10 points. She's going to have to spend some time over on the bench for protection. And so Gioffi will settle in at the line. And the first shot for Gioffi, no good. Little bit too much hot sauce on that one. Hit the back of the rim. And it was no good. Second shot coming here for Gioffi. And this one also too strong. Rebound for Sylvia Little. Dishes one off for Wakin, who was not ready for the pass. Off her hands. And Tatum Coddington comes out of the fray with it. Coddington, far side for Lucia. Rounder defender blocked by Sylvia Little, and she'll come away with it. Lex got just stuck in a tough angle there. Here's Little. Dishes down low. Finds Gioffi, blocked right back by Coddington. Ball is still loose. Rolls out of bounds and going back to Unitigo with 3:05 to go in the third. Sylvia Little with a little bit of the Lacey Drake complex right now. Sometimes what I've seen over the years is when a player can pass so well and Sylvia can just hit you anytime, it's almost like your teammates aren't ready for it. And so it just bounces off their hands. That's tough. Wilsey down low, who's back in the game now, misses the shot, and Gioffi with the rebound. So Coach Z saying, get back in there. And she replaces Lizzie Kraft at the moment. And so they'll go to the high post for Sylvia Little, and she's fouled. Who's it going to be on? This is going to be on Wilsey, who just came back into the game. So it is going to be her third. I thought it was her third before. They changed it back to two, so that was a mistake up on the board. So now that was her third. So just when she goes back in, unlucky break here for Wilsey. And Sylvia at the line, first shot is good. 13 points for Sylvia Little. She had 10 in that first quarter. She's been a little quiet since. We'll see if she can get it going again. Delhi leads 32-25. Little with her second shot. Shooter's touch. Hit the rim about five times before it went in, and she's got 14. Delhi leads the Unitigo girls 33-25, 2.5 to go in the third. Coddington back out for Musaw. Student section trying to make some noise. Lucia to the right side. To the interior, off the leg of Gioffi. We'll have a kick and a dead ball. 2:20 to go here in the third. 33-25 our score. And Unitigo will look to get it in. They do to Coddington. And she's blocked by Little underneath. Coddington's able to come back with it, though. hold on to possession for Unitigo. Skips across for Musaw. Musaw to the left side. Floats one for Bailey McCoy. Foot on the line for a long two. It's good. So a long two there for Bailey McCoy. Makes it 33-27. Delhi still in control with 2 minutes to go in the third. This one, as we expected, looks like it might come down to the wire. Good pass underneath here. Little finds Gioffi. Ball loose, though, as Gioffi was on the line and just kind of had to heave it back in bounds. And now Lex Lucia will bring it back down the floor. I think she got hit in the eye here. And so they're going to call a timeout. Yeah, I think she might have lost a contact here. Sylvia going over to help her out. They do find the contact. And so, yeah, Lex was dribbling down the floor and lost, just started touching her eye, and you could immediately tell she lost the contact. Looks like Coach Bruce is going over. He might have some contact solution here in his bag. And so he's going to help her out a little bit. I think that's what he's getting. So the official's allowing a little bit of time here. Yeah, they got the contact solution, and Lex is going to have to roll off to the locker room here to fix that. Need those contacts. With 1:40 to go in the third, 33-27 to score. And who's going to have, I mean, Unitigo's going to have the ball. Where are they going to give it to him? Looks like right at half court here. Great sportsmanship, though. You know, they allow for the time, for the time out there. Let Lex, you know, get off the floor. Coach Bruce finds the contact solution. You got to love that. And so Unitigo gets it back in. Here's Maddie Wilsey with a baseline jumper. She hits it. She's got 12. And don't look now, folks. This is a four-point game, 33-29, with a buck 25 to go here, third quarter. Delhi leading. Bounce pass far side now for Amanda Nealis. Delhi clinging to this lead, trying to hang on here for a win at home. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. Here's Vredenburg with a shot right side, no good. Nealis is able to save the rebound. Goes to Sylvia Little. Pump fakes. Dishes for Gioffi. Now back out for Nealis. Pump fake of her own. She's blocked there by Coddington. What a swat. Shot clock at 20. And Vredenburg to the interior. And a jump ball is going to give it back to Unitigo. Boy, what a possession there. Both teams just getting on the floor looking for that ball. And you can tell how hungry they are. With 55 seconds to go in the third, Delhi leads 33-29. And the Spartans are across midcourt. Left side of the floor. They go to Kraft. Floats one back up to McCoy. Far side for Musaw. To the interior. Again, they find Wilsey in the corner. Her shot's no good. Second chance opportunity is off the mark. Rebound for Coddington. Kept it alive. And now it will roll out of bounds. Going back to Delhi. Coddington had it. Lost it momentarily. Bounced off her leg and rolled out of bounds. And Coach Z disagrees. 35 seconds to go here in the third. Delhi with the ball. They could play for the last shot of the quarter if they wish. Bulldogs with the basketball. And they go to the far side, near side. Now reversing back to the left wing for Gioffi. Sylvia's at the high post. They do get it to her. Takes it down low and scores. Sylvia now with 16. I don't think you can convince me she couldn't do that every time down the floor. She might have to get more aggressive in the fourth. Unitigo playing for the last shot of the quarter. It's blocked by Little, and she's not going to get a shot off in time. Three quarters in the books. Delhi girls leading Unitigo 35-29. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Just looking over at my phone here, there's a lot of early games tonight. The scores are rolling in. I can't even look at that thing right now because this game has got to have all my attention because this is going to be a fun last 8 minutes of this contest here tonight. With the Delhi girls leading at 35-29 over visiting Unitego. Both these teams at the top of the MAC conference right now. Delhi's only league loss was to Unitego earlier in the season. Little for three for Delhi. Hits it in the right wing corner. She's got 19. Nice little set piece. Came off a screen and nailed that three ball in the corner. That was huge. A big start to the fourth for Delhi. They lead 38-29. Here's Lucia for a long two for Unitego. Rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound. Back out for Lamport. Comes out of the scrum with it. And about in an outlet pass on the bounce for Sylvia Little. Sylvia might just have to try to take over here for Delhi to protect this lead if you're a Bulldogs fan. If you're Unitego, what you're doing is great. Scoring by committee. You've gotten back into this game. Little now in the corner again for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Kraft. Outlet pass to Lex Lucia. Here is Lex in transition. Finds a wide open Kylie Musaw for three. Got it. Kylie Musaw dials long distance, and she's got 10 points. And it looks like a timeout's going to be taken here by Unitego with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi 38, Unitego 32. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:50 to go here, fourth quarter. 38-32 is our score. Delhi girls leading Unitego. Big thank you, as always, to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night as well. An early tip-off, 5:30 tomorrow night. Morris girls at Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Got to get some Tri-Valley teams in there as well on the radio this year. So DA with the basketball, clinging to a 38-32 lead. Now a steal by Unitego. Here's Musaw in the backcourt. Took it away from Sylvia Little. Coddington, right side, finds Musaw. A little give and go. Back up top for Wilsey. Coddington trying to work it to the interior. They really want to go to the hot hand. That's Maddie Wilsey. She gets tied up with Sylvia Little there. And we'll have a jump ball. Is going to keep it with Unitego. Great sportsmanship, helping each other up there. Love to see that. So Unitego will be doing the inbounding duties to the right of the basket with Lex Lucia. Tosses it up. It's tipped. Musaw is able to track it down, though, for the Spartans. Musaw, left side, tries to go down low for Wilsey. Splits two defenders. Blocked down in there by Sylvia Little, but it goes right back to Tatum Coddington. It's been a block party tonight here for Sylvia on the interior. And here's Musaw. She's got a toss up a deep three, but it won't get off in time. That's going to be a shot clock violation on Unitego. I didn't even see that it was getting that low on the shot clock. And so Musaw just had to turn and chuck from about 40 feet. So Delhi leads 38-32 with 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't turn that dial. On a chilly night here, good night to stay inside and listen to some high school hoops. Delhi with a pass to the interior. Punched out of there, but they hold on to it. Sylvia, left side in front of the Delhi bench. High post for Baxter, who's back in. Feeds one back for Little. Three on the left side, rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound for Libby Lamport. Went into the land of the trees, saved it, and a timeout is going to be taken here by Coach Bruce. With 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter, he wanted to save the possession. Delhi leads 38-32 over Unitego here at Delaware Academy. We'll be right back.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Delhi girls lead 38-32 over Unitego. This has been a fun one here tonight. Delhi gets it in, but the pass was too tall. They're going to have to chase it into the backcourt. Lamport had to go all the way back to the Unitego basket to chase it down. They go to Little on the right side. She floats one up, left it short. Rebound by Kraft. Good box out there by the freshman, Lizzie Kraft, to keep Sylvia off the boards. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Still a 38-32 ball game. Delhi girls leading Unitego. Here's Moosaw at the top of the key. Dishes one out. Lex Lucia, three, right side, too strong. And a rebound for Lamport. Boy, that looked good the second it left her hand. And just was a little too hot. Left side of the floor here for Leahy to the high post for Gioffi. And to the far side, they'll go to the low post for Baxter, and she's fouled by Maddie Wilsey. It's going to be her fourth. So Maddie Wilsey with her fourth foul. 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. She's going to have to go to the bench. No, they're going to keep her in. Coddington comes out, Bailey McCoy back in. So Coach Z having some trust here in Maddie Wilsey to leave her in. And this is Baxter at the line. First shot won't go. 38-32, still the score. Again, foul shooting is going to be so key down the stretch. Second shot for Baxter. Rolled out, ball tipped, kept alive by Gioffi. Works one out for Little on the baseline, a little up and under. Back to Baxter, and it's blocked there by Kraft. Unitego somehow defensively holds on that possession, and they'll bring it back down the floor. 4:40 to go here in the fourth. They go to McCoy, and the far side for Moosaw. Long two is got too much mustard on it. Loose ball comes back to McCoy, and she's fouled. Track that one down in the corner, and I think they're going to call it on Baxter for a push. Yes. With 4.5 to go here in the third, going to be the fourth foul on Baxter, so she's got to be careful as well. Delhi leading 38-32 over the visiting Unitego Spartans. Delhi's only league loss was the first game of the year at Unitego. Looking for revenge tonight. A shot from McCoy on the inbounds, left side no good. And on the rebound, it rolls out of bounds. Zebra Crew says that it's going back to Delhi. Make sure you stay tuned no matter how we finish up. We'll have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And to the high post here, another steal by Moosaw. Well, she's been excellent on the defensive end. Flips one for Lucia for three. Lex left this one a little short. Lizzie Kraft with the rebound blocked by Baxter. Unitego fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. And now Sylvia Little in transition. Trying to pick up a bucket here for Delhi. And the Bulldogs on the baseline, we'll work one back to Baxter. Muscles one up and in. Julia Baxter now with 5 points. And that gives the Bulldogs an 8-point lead over Unitego, 40-32, with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for McCoy. Now to Moosaw. Far side, Lex Lucia, a long two. Got it. Lucia with a long two there. She's got 10 points. She's into double figures. Timeout taken, Unitego. 3.5 to go in the fourth, and it's Delhi 40, Unitego 34. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Long with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our score here with 3.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter is 40-34. The Delhi girls on top of Unitigo. And so back down the floor here for the Bulldogs is Amanda Nealis. Let's see if this senior leadership for Delhi can weather the storm here and pick up a huge win in the MAC. Kicked out of bounds here by Musaw. Went off of her toe. And so this will be Delhi doing the inbounding on the sideline here. And they will work one in to the top of the key now for Abby Leahy. Leahy to the right side for Nealis. Gets into the paint. Bounce pass, far side, Gioffi. Back out, pump fake here for Sylvia Little. Steps in, 12-footer, rolled off the back of the rim. Musaw chases it down and stepped out of bounds. Went all the way back and chased that down. But her toe was on the line, and she couldn't get it to go. Just couldn't come up short there to keep it in bounds. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 40-34, excuse me. Delhi girls leading Unitigo. Not afraid to just work a little clock here. Gioffi with a bounce pass to the interior, and it was kicked again by the Unitigo defense. And so this will be Little on the baseline here. And Delhi is not afraid to use up some of this shot clock here. Take the air out of the ball a little bit, as the old-timers would say. Another kick here, third time on this possession, as Lizzie Kraft was able to get her foot on that. Well, you know, Unitigo did go to the state finals in soccer not that long ago. So they are good with their feet. And so this will be Sylvia Little to the left side of the hoop. We'll be doing the inbounding duties. Coach Z wanted an explanation on something there from the officials. And ball goes into Little, stripped out of bounds, going to stay with Delhi. Coach didn't come away from that conversation looking particularly pleased. So Sylvia on the baseline will look to get it in. Lost it. Little miscommunication there. Lex Lucia trying to go coast to coast. Left-hand layup won't go. Unitigo wanted a foul call there. They won't get it with 2.5. Here's Nealis trying to go coast to coast. Losing control of it. Boy, that ball's rolling all over the place, and then finally out of bounds, and then back to Unitigo. There was no rhyme or reason for any of that. Ball was bouncing off of several players and finally rolls out, last touch by Delhi. So here we go on the reset. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. Bulldogs leading 40-34 over the Unitigo Spartans. Musaw on the right side. Now back to McCoy. Far side. Long two here for Lucia. Good. A long two for Lex, and she's got 12 points now. Oh, they put 3 up on the board. I think it was a 2. We're going to have to check that out. And here is Sylvia Little for 3. And that was definitely a 3. And she's got 22. Timeout taken here with 1:55 to go in the fourth. It's 43-37. I'm going to have to mark that down for Lucia as a 3 there, because that's what they have up on the board. So we'll check that as well. Okay. They're looking at it at the scorer's table. So we will check that out when we come back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just under 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Live from Delaware Academy tonight, I'm Nate Lowell on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. Delhi girls leading Unitego 43-36. This game has lived up to the hype. Unitego got down early. They battled back. They got it to within four. But a couple of three balls from Sylvia Little has helped Delhi protect this lead. Unitego's going to have the ball out of the timeout here. Delhi won't come with any pressure. They're just going to wait at midcourt. That shot by Lex Lucia, they did go over to the scorer's table. They changed it back to a two. I thought it was clearly a two. Makes it 43-36. And so Unitego with the ball. Lex has got the hot hand, though. Let's see if they can get it to her. She sets up for a three this time and hits it. That is definitely a three for Lex Lucia. She's got 15, and it's 43-39. The Spartans are not dead yet with 90 seconds to go. Now a steal by Lucia. Left side. Lex stops. Pops for two. Got it. Lex Lucia with 17. Makes it 43-41. What a roll here by Lucia. Five straight points. 1:15 left. Here is Sylvia Little. Splits two defenders. Finds Baxter for the jumper, and she hits it. Baxter now with seven. Makes it 45-41. With 1 minute to go. Chance of defense from the student section. Everybody on their feet. Here is McCoy, right side. Finds Musaw. Unitego needs some magic now. On the baseline, they get tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Delhi. Down there on the baseline, Musaw just got double teamed. Fell to the floor and then had to hold on to it. Jump ball gives it to the Bulldogs. Boy, what a series there. Lex Lucia with the three, then the two after the steal. And then Delhi answers with a two of their own from Julia Baxter. So here's Delhi with the ball. 45 seconds left. Sylvia trying to take it right to the rim, and she scores. She's got 24. Makes it 47-41. What a veteran savvy move there. Here's Lucia, top of the key. Tries to get into the paint. Lucia with the bucket, and she scores. Lex Lucia does it again, and she's got 19. And the timeout is taken with 34 seconds left. Delhi 47 and Unitego 43. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 34 seconds to go here in Delhi. Delhi has the basketball. They lead 47-43. And Coach Bruce is saying he wants the ball advanced to midcourt. And so he's going to take another timeout here. Says he wants it right in front of the scorer's table. 47-43 the score. 34 seconds left. We're going to take another 30-second break. And we'll be right back here on WCDO with this exciting conclusion.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 34 seconds left. probably going to be a long 34 seconds, as we know. Both these coaches very good with the chess match. And so we'll see what each decides to draw up here. 34 seconds left. Let's set the scene. Delhi 47, Unitigo 43. The last minute or so has been an absolute duel between Sylvia Little of Delhi and Lex Lucia of Unitigo. Lex has got 19 and Sylvia's got 24 points. It's just been basket, basket, basket. I mean, just kind of a heavyweight fight here with everybody going back and forth throwing haymakers. Delhi will have the ball at midcourt. They get it in. And they find Nealis. Nealis to the right side. Works it over for Little. Now to Gioffi, and she's fouled with 26 seconds left. Gotta love that. All the attention was on Sylvia. Gioffi snuck back door, and she just kind of floated it to her, and she was right there, and by the time Unitigo recovered, they were too late, and it had to be a foul. So Gioffi at the line here. First shot is no good for Alyssa Gioffi. With 26.5 to go. If you're a Delhi fan, just, I think even one out of two here you'd be happy with on this trip. Here, a pin drop here as the second shot for Gioffi is good. And so Gioffi now with 4 points. Been a key contributor on the inside tonight. So it's 48-43, 26 and a half seconds left. Unitigo down the floor. Here is Lucia. Quickly across the midcourt timeline. Lucia says, I'm going to take it right inside, and she is fouled with 19 seconds left. I haven't seen Lex play this aggressive, maybe ever. I mean, and I've had Lex on my AAU team. I know her very well. I mean, she is just like, nope, I'm not going to be denied right now. I'm going to take it right to the hoop. And usually she lets the game come to her, but I love this. She is just getting feisty and aggressive right now. First shot at the line for Lex, in and out. Boy, she's almost automatic from there. That's the broadcaster's curse. I'm sorry, Lex. 20 seconds left, 19.9 technically. And it's 48-43, Delhi over Unitigo. Lex stepping in here. Second shot is no good. Rebound for Delhi and Baxter, and a timeout is taken by Coach Bruce. So Lex at the line, couldn't quite get it to go. She's disappointed. But still some time left here with 19.4. Delhi with a timeout. We'll be right back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So Delhi has a 48-43 edge over Unitigo with pretty much 20 seconds left. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. For all my normal Twitter followers, you can follow me at Nate Law. I don't know if Twitter is down right now, but about, I don't know, midway through the fourth quarter, it just kind of just stopped working. I can do everything else on my phone. So I know a lot of people like to follow the game on Twitter. Just having a little bit of an issue with that at the moment. Not exactly sure what's going on, but hey, that's why we got the radio, right? 48-43, this is going to be the exciting conclusion right here. Delhi will look to get the ball in. They're trying to get it to Sylvia Little, and they do have to get it into Baxter. Baxter is fouled with 17.4 left. And so it looks like Baxter will have a chance to walk to the line. No, she won't. Only the fourth. Actually, no, only the third on Unitigo. They'll get it into Sylvia. Now she's fouled by Musaw. So that's the fourth team foul. Third personal on Musaw. So one more. And Delhi will be going to the line. That'll be five. 16 seconds left. Delhi looking to get it in. They do to Sylvia Little right at midcourt. She's fouled. With 14.1 left. And this is the person you want going to the line if you are a Delhi fan. With a 48-43 lead. This would be Unitigo's first loss in the league here tonight. If Delhi can hang on for the next 14 seconds. And so Sylvia takes a deep breath as she gets the ball at the line and looks to set up here. First shot is no good. So still not out of the question yet here for Unitigo. I mean, if you could go down, hit a three, get a steal, hit another three, I mean, you're in business. So Sylvia, second shot, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Here's Kraft. They're going to have to hurry. 12 seconds left. Moussaw, left side. Moussaw instead is going to try to take it right to the rim. It's blocked. Gioffi with a rebound. And she's fouled with 6.4 left. I like it there by Moussaw. Try to get aggressive. Get the layup, and then you're hoping for a steal and a bucket to tie from three-point land. But a good block there. And then Gioffi was fouled on the rebound. So here is Alyssa Gioffi trying to put the icing on the cake here for Delhi at the line. This has been a great game, very back and forth here tonight. Delhi has had the lead for most of the game, but Unitigo never quit, that's for sure. First shot for Gioffi, no good. But Delhi is going to be working on these in practice. Coach Bruce shaking his head right now. And the second shot coming here for Gioffi. And this one is no good. Trying to get her own rebound, she can't. Back to Lizzie Kraft, ahead now for McCoy off of her hands, and that's going to do it. 48-43, that's our final. First league loss of the year for Unitigo as Delhi wins 48-43. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Delhi here. Our final score, the Delhi girls defeating Unitigo 48-43. So now both of these teams have one league loss apiece. And we're going to have to see how it shakes out down the stretch to see exactly how the MAC playoffs are going to set up here. Still a couple of games, a couple of weeks away from all of that. So it's going to be fun coming up down the stretch, that's for sure. First, scoring for Unitigo, 19 points for Lex Lucia. She was phenomenal tonight, absolutely phenomenal, especially down the stretch. So 19 for Lucia, 12 for Maddie Wilsey, 10 for Kylie Moussaw, and 2 for Bailey McCoy. So it was just those four players scoring, but mostly Lucia, Moussaw, and Wilsey. On the other side for Delhi, a game by 24 points from Sylvia Little. She led the way, 7 for Julia Baxter, 5 for Abby Leahy, 4 for Cadence Wakin, 4 for Alyssa Gioffi, 3 for Libby Lamport, and 1 for Amanda Nealis. All right, let's get into our three awards right now. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I would like to go with Sylvia Little tonight, 24 points for Delaware Academy. She was tremendous, got off to the early start and hit some, you know, late threes as well, which really put this game on ice. So we will give it to Sylvia Little tonight, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Boy, a lot of different ways you could go here tonight. I think I'm going to go with Julia Baxter. She was tough on the interior, had a bunch of blocks in there as well, really helped control the boards. So we'll give it to Julia Baxter, number 00 here for the DA Bulldogs tonight. That's our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly is the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Lex Lucia tonight, 19 points for Unitigo. Did all the usual things that she does, distributing the ball, being a great teammate, setting people up, running the offense, bringing up the floor. But she took over that game for Unitigo in the fourth quarter. I thought she was tremendous. When Unitigo could have just rolled over and said, "Ah, we don't have that much time left," Lex hit a bunch of long twos, hit that three, got the steal, got a layup for another two. Just played really smart. So we'll give Lex Lucia tonight from Unitigo our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. All right, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night, 5:30 tip-off from Gilbert Silmount Upton as the Raiders host the Morris Mustangs. Good old Tri-Valley rivalry right there. Those schools separated by about 8 miles. So a quick trip down Route 51. That will be a really fun game tomorrow night between the Raiders and the Mustangs. Join me for the Butler Auto tip-off show at about 5:20 tomorrow night on a chilly Friday night. That's a night you're definitely going to want to stay inside and listen to some high school hoops. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate his hard work. Again, our final score here in Delhi tonight. The Delhi girls defeat Unitigo 48-43. I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
More music, more variety. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.